without further ado, I will shut my mouth and allow Whiskey Shambles to take over the airways. Live for you from the Performance Studios, the Hall Pass program for 2015.
Thank you.
Justify what's in my soul. I don't need the reason why my life's so full.
See right through your lies. I'm swimming deep into your eyes.
As I fall asleep between your thighs, I don't need to justify what's in my soul. I don't need to reason why I spite of my life for singing right through. I'm swimming deep into your eyes. Seeing right through your lies, I fall asleep between your thighs. Burn it all down. Something in my head to burn it down. Said burn it down. Said burn it all down. Something in my head to not again. Be not again. No, not again. I'm just trying to pretend there's no centipede. Crawling under my skin. Seeing right through your lies. I'm swimming deep into your eyes. Seeing right through your lies. I fall asleep between your thighs. Seeing right through your lies. I'm swimming deep into. Between your thighs.
Tonight it's a trio. Whiskey Shambles, Brother James, and Nathan Singer and LaTanya. Thank you all for coming. You guys are, it's very, very relaxed in there.
We try.
Yeah, we're pretty relaxed.
Let's do another one, and then we'll talk a little bit if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second.
Little Brother James is switching over to harp from bass, and I'm doing a little quick tune.
Because he's
here.
Multifaceted.
That's right.
Me, I'm just going to sit here and look pretty. Too bad this is
and
radio.
And you do, actually.
Man.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, LaTanya.
Thank you.
You guys are the debut performers for the 2015
Hall
Pass program. Here we go. 2015 is only three, well, almost 4 months behind, but that's me.
Well, we're honored nonetheless. Thank you, Dave.
Well, we're honored that you're here. Whiskey Shambles on a Monday night.
Walk on down, when dogs go wrong. Rock it now,
let's get eyes with Nazareth. Let's get death sitting its fair. Let's get
blown out and ripped wide with medicine. Walk on down when dogs come around. Rock it now.
Let's get eyes with Nazareth. Let's get death sitting its fair. Let's get
blown out and ripped wide with medicine. Walk on down, when dogs go around. Rock it now.
Let's get eyes with Nazareth. Let's get death sitting its fair. Let's get
blown out and ripped wide with medicine. Blown out and ripped wide with medicine. Blown out and ripped wide with medicine. Blown out and ripped wide with medicine.
What was the name of that?
That was called Medicine Eyes Part 1.
Medicine Eyes, huh?
Yeah.
Awfully mellow. I mean, awfully mellow in a very good way. It's so relaxed. I'm grooving on this in here, and I want to take advantage of you, but I also want to talk to you and let folks know that that you're out and about, and this is just not some sort of part-time throw-the-cards-on-the-table gig.
Right, right.
And I thank Juliet for putting me hip to you guys. I the black and white CD with it looks like it's sort of there's some handwriting on it. That's the only one that I've got from you until tonight, and I'll get to that later. But we've got you live in the studio, Brother James, Nathan, and LaTanya. Am I doing that correct?
Yes, you are.
That's correct.
I don't want to sound like I'm hyping anything, but I feel the sort of right now compressed need to say that you guys are really, really diverse. I mean, there's a college professor, it's too late now, the cat's out of the bag, college professor, opera singer. I asked Julia, I said, don't they need a bum in there? I can come in.
No, we have two of those.
You have two of them?
Yeah. We got bums covered too.
Yeah.
Well, I should tell the folks out there in audio video land, they have to create the image, which is oral music of the mind, right? You're missing your drummer, correct?
Yes.
But you're not really I don't hear. This is really my first one-on-one sort of relationship with you guys, so I don't miss the drummer. I was just telling Juliet, it's almost like when Richie Havens first played up at Woodstock. There wasn't a drummer. It was another whole approach to Well, blues.
His left foot was kind of his drummer. You know?
Yep. It was never the same after that. Neither were Guild guitars.
Right.
But who's the spokesman? Brother James? There used to be a TV program on Saturday afternoons. Sorry, once again, I'm showing my age. I don't try to hide it anymore because it's obvious. At Home with Brother James, and he tried to. That Brother James was certainly trying to incorporate some sort of, shall we say, religious message.
Well, actually, all of us in the band, except for LaTanya, are ordained ministers.
Really?
In the Universal Life Church, so we can perform.
Okay. All right.
And we're trying to get her to do it too, just so, because at some point we want to do mass weddings, you know. It's kind of like a package deal. Not only will we, you know, legitimize your marriage, but we'll also we'll rock the reception as well.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
You really can't beat that deal, as far as
I'm concerned. I might have a conversation with you guys after this is the shut down for the night. Just kidding, Becky, if you're listening.
Well, it was one of those things that, and the funny thing is that it had nothing to do with the band. We just all happened to do that on our own. At some point in time in our lives, we've all been asked by somebody else, I want to do a wedding, but I want to do it different than all the traditional stuff. Hey, why don't you become a minister and you could perform our ceremony. So we've all done that at some point.
And in fact, I officiated Aaron's wedding, our drummer who's not with us tonight. I officiated his wedding. And then shortly thereafter, he got legit and he started doing weddings as well. So
everybody just asked me to sing at their wedding.
You need to start officiating.
LaTanya, I wouldn't feel shorted.
No?
I think you're more than holding your own in there.
Okay.
But, for me, I guess the next, this is an obvious question, but only to me, do you lean towards full-blown gospel influences in your music? And that's hard to do without a drummer, I guess, or at least half a dozen tambourines.
Right. Musically, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of songs that have, musically anyway, a gospel undercurrent mixed with kind of punk and heavy metal and blues and all kinds of other things as well.
Yeah. If we had had Aaron here and we could have the drums and everything, Medicine Eyes Part 2 actually goes into a full-on gospel number.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we don't have him or if we're in a smaller environment like that, and Medicine Eyes Part 2 doesn't really work so much. It's more of a visual thing because it's about getting everyone up, you know, giving everyone clapping and maybe even getting people up on stage to
join
us.
It's kind of like a weird tent revival type thing going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's
really nothing weird about it.
Say, I'm in here wanting to know when I should add the say amen inflection.
Whenever you're feeling it.
Amen.
Just say toss it amen. In. Yeah.
And then we have another tune that is full on like punk gospel. We kind of took gospel and just, you know, fused it with a punk sensibility in terms of the chords, and it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, when your influences and your, shall we say, product, and that's only to describe what goes out through the PA, do you have any problems with acceptance? Is that putting a lot of pressure on the listener? Member? Do you have a?
I don't think so. I mean, the interesting thing is we've played a number of shows where, and this was mainly last year and earlier last year, where we came to the show thinking that we needed to kind of like, oh, let's not play that song. This audience isn't going to really dig it. And maybe let's cut these two and switch and put these instead because it'll match this audience better. And through either, oh, wow, we really kind of played that show fast, didn't talk much in between, and we need more music. And
process of elimination.
Well, I had to play a few more songs, and we had to throw things in we cut out. Or sometimes we just said, you know what, let's just trust the music and do it. Depending, you know, there were different reasons for doing it, but we all have found that things that Nathan swore would not work with a crowd or I swore would not work with a certain kind of crowd, it's all worked. All our music, all the different styles have worked with almost every crowd.
And that's fantastic.
In fact, usually the stuff that we cut and then throw back in at the last minute for whatever reason ends up being the best stuff of the night.
That's certainly lauding a lot of praise on your audience that they've actually
absolutely
evolved. So I can remember playing here in Yellow Springs about 35 years ago, and the group was sort of Sun Ra ish,
okay,
or Ornette Coleman, oh, yeah, with a buzzed out electric guitar,
nice.
Sonny Schrock, and I was really really concerned if it was even registering,
right?
And so you guys are out. Excuse me for saying that word, but if your music really has that edge to it, then you've got to deal with that every time you play.
Mm-hmm. I think
not
what,
here.
I think what I like the best about any of the reviews that we ever get or anybody coming up to us, like especially if we've played like, you know, a blues festival or something like that, is that people come up to us and they go, "Oh my God, I loved it. You were so much different than anybody else."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate compliment. Don't get relaxed with that response.
Right?
That's not likely.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's good. That's good. But that's the kind of praise that no kind of hype, nothing can buy that.
You know, I think it kind of we've kind of learned to live in that writer's axiom where, you know, you need to trust that your audience is smart enough to get what
level.
You're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so just play at the level, you know, don't try to play down. Don't try to play to a certain audience. Play what you want to play. Play it from the heart.
Don't hold
and
back.
If you know, if we're being pure with what we're doing, if we're coming across very, you know, very soulfully, they respond. No matter what, you know, eccentricities we've thrown into an album or into a performance.
Right. Wow. Well, I'm sort of bowled over. I'm not quite sure what to say except probably it would be safe to, here again, it's 30 years back, but stay away from Holiday Inns. But maybe they've progressed too.
I don't think so.
Actually, I just don't think
after the fourth
music.
Or fifth after the fourth or fifth highball, whatever. Yeah, I could like that. I could like, but that's not the reception that you're really after. And it sounds like you're hitting the essence of. And I'm getting kind of heavy here, Dave, but kind of you're hitting the essence of why you're doing this. It's not just to see how heavy you could be, and obviously you can be, and you have that aspect even in this sort of relaxed acoustic sort of setting that you're sort of forced into, not having your drummer here. It's every bit as intense.
Okay.
And I mean that in a very positive fashion. And it's a pleasure to have you in here. I have to say that you are the first group that I haven't really even had. I said, "Julia, do you think they'll come in and play?" That was my involvement. So this is my maiden voyage with you guys. And I'd like for you to play a couple more songs, if you would.
Sure, be happy to.
And I'm going to take as much advantage of you. We are going to take as much advantage of you as we can.
That wouldn't be the first time somebody's taken advantage of us.
Right. Well, that's always going to add an emotional edge to your music, you know? It's all good. Whiskey Shambles on a Monday night from the Wiso Performance Studio.
You picked a hard time to be made, Lucy. All right.
I was at the darkest hour this whole side of town.
Long hair. I'm waiting on you. Among the glass and the stone, here I am.
chrome here. Rips me from the bone here. I'm on. I've come to watch the firelight. Your eyes thick of fade and die. Come to watch you fade away and die. Watch the firelight. Your eyes make a fade and die. Come to watch you fade away and die. I've come to watch the firelight. Your eyes make a fade and die. Come to watch you fade away and die. It's the light that covers the darkness, dear. It's my home up in the sky. It's the hope that I cling to, that you and I meet there by and by. It's just the sound of a distant church bell ring. It's just one small goodbye. So just laugh and dream and dance and sing, and memories will fade day by and by. It's in the nothingness that waits for all of us here, where we will meet again day by and by. Where we will meet again day by and by. Where we will meet again day by and by. Well, we will meet again, dear, by and by.
Whiskey Shambles, Brother James, Nathan, and LaTanya. I want to talk just a little bit, and we'll let you guys take a break, but not without sharing a little more information. I might have skipped the first paragraph and gone right into the meat of the heart of the matter, so to speak, but let's go back to the basics. How did you guys get together in this group? How did that happen?
So some years ago, Brother James contacted me. We'd known each other just because the art scene in Cincinnati, there's a lot of overlap, and, you know, musicians hang out with actors and actors hang out with painters and dancers. You know, I mean, it's a relatively tight-knit community, but we actually met through mutual theater friends.
So you're from Cincinnati?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're all from Cincinnati. And somehow or another, we figured out that we both are big fans of blues, right? And particularly, like, you know, Delta blues and Hill Country blues, kind of the harder side of blues, right? And so he contacted me and said, hey, I'm starting this, you know, kind of raw, heavy blues band. Do you want to come in and try out? And I said, yeah, sure. And that was his band, Voodoo Puppet, the award-winning Voodoo Puppet. And they were really great. But I wasn't a real good fit. I wanted to do more original type stuff, and, you know, and they were doing like a lot of covers and stuff.
Yeah, it turned into more of a soul band and old classic R&B.
Yeah.
Certainly nothing wrong with that.
That's
where I was born.
Right, yeah. No,
not quite where I was born. I was born on the blues. and digress to soul.
Right,
in a
right,
good way.
Yeah. And it was all great stuff that they were doing, but it wasn't really quite the best fit for me. But then Voodoo Puppet kind of ran its course. They won awards and all that sort of thing. And I was walking down the street with my kids one day, and he rolls up in his car, you know, hey, you. And I'm like, oh, God.
Diving for cover, like, right. to hide the kids,
right.
thinking it was a drive-by.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard to hide in a city with seven hills.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, LaTanya and I live in, you know, one of the rougher neighborhoods in Cincinnati anyway. So people tend to not screech up on you unless they're either going to shoot you or invite you to join a blues band. So, you know, I had
luckily.
A 50-50 chance, and it worked out fine. But he was just like, the heavy original blues band, you still want to do that? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I can't get into the whole story of how Aaron got into the band because it's very long and convoluted. Maybe some other time. But Aaron has actually started off as a bass player, you know, and I brought him down to Clarksdale, Mississippi to do this kind of one-off blues show on the drums. And it went really, really well. So when we came back, you know, he just kind of fit into Whiskey Shambles perfectly. And as far as LaTanya and I have known each other for a very long time. We went to high school together. We did musical theater together and stuff like that. And she lives right around the corner from me. And I happened to run into her while she was walking her dogs. And I was like, hey, why don't you come down to the studio and do some vocals? And it was amazing.
Which so. I always say, you do remember what I sound like, right? Just, you know... Okay.
Yeah. Well, the fun part was he only envisioned her initially on like four tracks. And then what happened after we heard that, we were like, do you want to do more? Yeah. This is so
great. One more song. Just one more song. one more.
And next thing you knew, we were rewriting songs or writing new parts or just rearranging things so that we could have her on every track on the album. And then we turned to her right about the time the album was nearing, well, its first pass at being done. And we said... hey, so do you want to try doing a show with us? And she'd never done a show with a rock band before, so she came out and played an amazing show with us, and it just went so well. The audience loved her, and we all kind of looked at each other, Aaron and Nathan and I, as we were tearing down at the end of the night, and we're like, oh, well, should we ask her to stick around for more shows or just say, do you want to be in the band? Or, you know, and we're worried that, you know, it's not her element. She's not going to really like it. And so we're over here like the kids in the eighth grade dance, you know, the boys on one end of the room.
You ask her to dance. No, you ask her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I grew up.
And she comes over and she's like, hey, can I do more shows with you? And we're like, you're in the band. That's it. It's over.
Well, and also at that show, there ended up being a really good write-up about us in a local paper based on that show. And within the context of the article, she was clearly a Whiskey Shamble, you know. And I was like, see, it's written. It's right there. It's in an article, you know. So, yeah.
So it's documented in print.
That's right.
It
really exists.
That's right.
Well, LaTanya, I want to let me do a Let me do an ID here real fast. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And certainly the beyond tonight is about 55 miles down the road, which is the organizing jumping-off spot for Whiskey Shambles. LaTanya, I have to ask you, I know that you have a background in opera.
Indeed.
Okay, well, for the benefit of the show host and the listening audience, how much of a dichotomy is involved in bringing that very structured form of music into something as emotionally laden as the blues with flatted thirds and flatted sevenths?
Not as much of a dichotomy as I think one would think it is, being in that my technical classification of a soprano is sometimes a coloratura soprano, meaning the people who sing all the really long notes for no apparent reason, like, you know, back and forth, a lot of agility with
infinite
the voice.
Infinite melissima?
Yes, that. And so with that, depending on the time period, there are obviously things that were that became standards, just like, you know, in a jazz standard song, it was written this way, and then Ella sang it this way, and everybody was like, well, we can't do better than that, so I guess we're all going to sing it this way. So there are things like that that have been that became kind of a standard option over what the composer actually wrote,
as opposed to an incident where it might raise tension in the music, where you're expected to do it a certain way. But
I mean, it is for a lot of parts. It's whatever you feel. So like I was saying, that there are these kind of standard things that have happened. But if that's not what you choose to do, you can change it up. You can do whatever you want to.
Well,
so
that's great.
In that way, I have also had in the structured, musical genre, kind of freer ability to do what you want. And then, you know, you sing songs that sound better in your voice in a different way. So you don't really, it's not as structured as it seems. They don't want you to be a carbon copy of the person who sang it before you. So it a lot of the work is kind of a guideline, and then you see, you know, what works best for you
within the framework of the structure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. You guys are, I admire your scope. I admire the dimension that you're approaching this in, and it can't be, I can only interpret it the way I would interpret it. And to me, it just doesn't seem like it could be that easy, that each gig would be a challenge to sell the music, to sell the emotion, or depending on the song, how much emotion is restrained, how much emotion is really out front. That's just me, though. I'm running away with the conversation here, but this is my show. Anyway, you guys sound really good. Whiskey Shambles. I got to say, the whiskey, it sort of invokes an aspect of looseness and real freedom, but you guys come across very... And this is in a very positive way. Your music is very relaxed but structured, and there's still room for emotion there. And maybe I'm both Whiskey and Shambles sort of denote way out there sort of freedom.
Well, when we play our full-on distorted loud show, it gets pretty off the rails. Yeah. I mean, this is a version of us, and this is a significant version of us, but
I should say,
but there are other dimensions to what we do that is very shambly and whiskey-ish.
Yeah, I haven't, my experience is I want to run ahead to the third set, you know. Anyway, you guys sound great. I'm going to give you a chance to go out and take a break for a minute and play some recorded music, and then we'll get you back in here to really earn your keep.
All right.
Whiskey Shambles, Brother James, Nathan, and LaTanya, thank you all for coming down, and we'll have you back here in just a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Down slow.
That was beautiful. It's crazy that actually still shows a minute and a half left on that cut. Early work from Paul Butterfield and Mike Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop and Mark Naftalin and Sam Lay and Elektra Records circa 1965. and bringing it up to 2015 on the premiere performance of this year's Hall Pass program. Whiskey Shambles is right here. Well, they're a mere 4 feet away from me, but may help us into part two. Actually, part three.
All right.
Live here on the Hall Pass program.
You said I'm a no good cook, and you knew it from the start. Crying about the way I cut, but I just wanna steal your heart. Steal your heart.
Steal your
heart.
Steal your
heart.
Steal your
heart. Steal your heart.
Steal your heart.
Steal your heart.
Is that a trick ending?
No.
Brother James, Nathan, and LaTanya, do another one for us before. I don't want to break up this beautiful groove that's going.
All right. So we thought we'd go into our tribute portion of our program and do some old Delta stuff. So,
amen.
All right.
That's where I live.
Do a little Robert Johnson, little Memphis Slim, little Blind Willie Johnson.
All right.
You better come in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining out there. Stole from my best friend. That joker got left, stole her back again. You better come out in my kitchen. It's going to be raining out there. She walked on, babe. I stole last nickel out the nation's sack. You better come on in my kitchen. Well, it's going to be raining out there.
Hit a wind, huh?
It's going to be raining out. You better come out on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining out. You better come out on in my kitchen. Well, it's going to be raining out. Come on in my kitchen. Well, it's got to be raining.
Brother James, Nathan, and LaTanya, and a song that I'm sure a lot of our listeners associate with Tracy Nelson, this time done up for us by Whiskey Shambles. live and in living color here at the YSO Performance Space Studios, etc. It's indeed a pleasure to have you guys up here. You want to talk a little bit about what's coming up next, where you're going to be, when?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're playing tomorrow night at the Drinkery on Main Street in downtown Cincinnati with Dead Flowers from Texas. Yes,
Dallas.
From Dallas, Texas. Hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be a great show.
What was the name of the group from Dallas?
Dead Flowers.
Dead Flowers.
Yeah, like the Stone song.
Right. And so, yeah, that's tomorrow night. We're playing.
Sunday.
What's that?
Sunday is May 3rd. We're going to be at the Southgate House Revival in the Revival Room upstairs.
That's a great room.
Future Thieves and Love Crush 88. Future Thieves are from Nashville, and Love Crush 88 is local.
Yeah, ah. They're another Cincinnati band, yeah.
For any of your blues folks, tomorrow night is probably the night to catch us for a more bluesy show, and Sunday is the night to catch us for a far more rock show.
Right, for sure. Yeah, we'll be a four-piece on the May 3rd show, so it'll be loud and raucous. And tomorrow night it'll be similar to what we have here.
Well, has your drummer gone through some pretty serious shoulder injury? Or?
Well, in fact, he did. He tore his labrum. And
sounds serious.
Yeah, yeah. And he kind of suffered through that through most of last year. But we went down to Memphis and played the International Blues Challenge on Beale Street. And he did really well. And then literally right after the Blues Challenge was done, we had to hightail it back to Cincinnati for the Cincinnati Entertainment Awards because we were playing that show. And then
taste of the road.
That's right. and we won Best Blues Band that night. And then a couple days later, he was in to get his shoulder surgery.
Wow.
Pretty much right after that. And he's been recovering ever since.
We hope that he has a speedy recovery, is back with you very shortly.
Yeah, in the meantime, we've had Chris Surface, who is Brian Olive's drummer, mm-hmm. and he's been a wonderful addition to the band. In the meantime, and he's been great. He went on the road with us out to Philadelphia for some mm-hmm. shows, and he's been great, so we want to say thanks to him.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. You saved us.
Yeah. I'm sorry to intrude on you.
Oh, no, that's
fine. How were you received down in Memphis?
Very, very well.
That's
good. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have any expectations of advancing, as far as the competition goes. We just went down there to play and to hear some great bands from all over the world. We made some awesome friends. We saw some fantastic bands. And the two nights that we played went over really, really well. The whole rest of the time we were there, every time we walked down the street, people were like, Whiskey Shambles!
That's great.
Yeah, so yeah, we had a phenomenal time.
Well, the Miami Valley has been putting forth a really heavy presentation of folks, artists,
sure.
talent from this area.
It was really great to see. There were actually 16 bands in the finals that were from Ohio. 16, well, acts between the bands and solo duos that were in finals that were there from Ohio or competing for Ohio organizations. You know, some of them were like just from over the border in Indiana, but they were competing for.
They're still a lot. We'll take credit for them.
Yeah, it was amazing to see that much. You know, and I was really proud to be part of that, and we all were. And it was exciting to see Noah Witherspoon get second place.
Yeah,
Noah's a friend of ours, and he now lives in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
so we get to see him a lot more than we used to.
Yeah, we go back a long way. I think one of the very first times he ever played outside of his bedroom was in my backyard. The neighborhood hasn't been the same since. Well, Brother James, and I'm going to read them off. Brother James, Nathan Singer, and LaTanya, thank you all so much for coming up and sharing your Monday night with this is the debut presentation of the Hall Pass program for 2015. Let us hear one more for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
This is old Blind Willie Johnson. Keep your lips
trimmed and burning.
Keep your
Thank you.
has done, Brother Doe.
Forget a while,
Brother Doe.
Forget a while,
Brother Doe.
Our thanks to Brother James, Nathan Singer, and LaTanya, collectively Whiskey Shambles. Look for them at a venue near you, and worth a drive to check them out. Thanks so much, you guys, for making the trip up here from way down there in the other city of Seven Hills, I think.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pleasure's all ours.